This is Dialogue, a podcast series from American Mosaic. Just driving around the country, talking to people about roots, family, community, jobs, kids, whatever's on their mind today. These aren't really interviews, they're unscripted conversations with total strangers saying whatever's on their mind. That is some good road music. This is a conversation with Alice, an immigrant story. Someone who was forced to leave the country twice, that returned for a third time and became a U.S. citizen. It's a heartwarming story, and one of determination.
The interesting thing about how I came to this country, because my father worked for China Airlines, and my sister, she lived in America, whom I have not seen for like 10 years. So, because my father can, that time he could get me a free ticket. And very few people at the age of 18 are allowed a passport or visa to come up the country. So I thought maybe I should just go apply. Nobody gets a visa, American U.S. visa. So my father already got me the free ticket. So I brought the free ticket along with the passport to the American embassy. So they kind of intrigued. They were laughing among themselves. Oh, she's got herself a free ticket, and she's only going to be there for like the summer. No, give the visa. So which was very unusual, because I walked out the embassy. People queuing up outside the embassy, and they want to look at the expression on people's face, and they say, did she get it? Did he get it? You know. So look at me, I was young, and I got a visa, a visitor's visa to America. People were like, wow. And that's in Taiwan. Things have changed now. You don't even need a visa to come to this country. So, and I came, stayed with my sister. Also, I tried to attend a college. I love this country. You know, I watched so many American movies. So I wanted to be part of that, like a lot of Disney movies. I say, I want to be like that. Americans are so open, sincere, honest. They're not always critical, very positive. At least that's what came through on those films. So I was fortunate enough, I got myself into a Shoreline Community College. Then I stayed with an American family. To me, that's American. That's so America. And I just love them. And she taught me everything about being thoughtful, being honest, being positive, everything I wanted to be. So that's my introduction to American culture. Just because I had a visitor's visa, wanted to become a student, the immigration office wouldn't allow me. So we tried to talk to Henry, that time was the Senator Jackson and so on. We went, my host family, Beverly, she tried, everybody tried to help me to stay and study, but they deported me. They gave me 30-day volunteer leave. So as long as you're leaving before the 30th day, you don't get blacklisted. So I went home. In a way, that's good, because even during that time, I realized I was a little bit too immature, especially compared to my American friends my age. They seem so sophisticated, very mature compared to me, didn't know anything. So I went home, finished my college, then came back. And I worked, then I came back. By then, I think I was 26, 27. So this time, I got myself the proper student visa to continue on the Shoreline Community College, although I already finished college. So by the time I was able to attend the college, the University of Washington accepted me. So of course, I attend the University of Washington instead. Who wouldn't? Then one day I was talking to a student advisor. I just happened to mention that, oh, I'm just so glad I'm attending something I said. She was horrified. She said, you mean your permit was not for University of Washington? I said, no, it's for Shoreline Community College. And it's school. She said, it's unlawful. She said, you committed very, it's just not legal. So I took the initiative. I wrote the immigration officer, said it's a very innocent mistake I learned this afternoon, and hope you would consider my situation, and I would be given the correct permit to attend UW. As a result of that, I received a letter. I got another 30-day leave. But in a way, you know, I just feel like God is working in mysterious ways. Because if I was not allowed, I was not forced to go home at that time, I wouldn't be able to see my father. Because he got cancer, everybody kept it from me. It's also my sister. Finally, she said, I need to come over to talk to you since you're going home. So I was wondering what is so unusual about that. So she came home. She said, since you're already going home, I need to tell you, father is dying of cancer. I just cried. And I said, Lord, I hope he doesn't waste the suffering. So my father just always wanted me to study. And he said, don't come home. If something happened to us politically, those days in Taiwan, our fear was mainland China is going to come and invade Taiwan. So people always send their kids overseas and just say, you just fly and don't worry about us. So I went home. My father had very serious cancer. He came to the airport. And it was a good thing because 3 days after that, we were able to communicate through writing that he became a Christian, which is very unusual. He's a very smart physicist, all science, have a lot of philosophical thoughts, and we had good discussion. So he became a Christian by Chinese New Year's Day, February the 16th, he passed away. So thanks to the immigration office, if they did not force me home, I would have missed the whole thing.
Alice returned for a third time and became a U.S. citizen. That's it for this episode of Dialogue from an American Mosaic. Follow along with us. Tell your friends. Contact us. Maybe you have something to share with us on American Mosaic.